Okay. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Boiling Point Faith and Fire podcast. I am Brandon, the host that probably asked too many questions and apparently, according to my lab work, runs on balance oil and conviction. 97% of people are metabolically and cellularly messed up on the inside and have no idea, which is why I'm obsessed with talking about my balance oil. It is not a magic potion. It is just cellular healing. So, if you're going to scream about your calling, maybe let your cells not be on fire in the background. I am not doing the show alone, though. Huge shout out to my co-host Rory, the podcasting ninja who actually helps people get their shows out of their heads and into the world. If you said I should start a podcast more than 3 times and you still haven't done it, you need Rory more than you need another anything, really. Before we dive in, I have to do my quick legal buzzkill so that nobody gets cute. Nothing in this show is medical advice, financial advice, or legal advice. We are not doctors, lawyers, therapists, or attorneys. We are just two humans at our boiling point sharing opinion, stories, and products we actually use and using a perspective through a faith lens. Always talk to your own professionals before you do anything, okay? Don't blame the podcast. That's it. Let's get into it. Hello, Rory. How are you today?
Better than I deserve. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm only running 30 minutes late. I totally missed up our recording and I'm inhaling a breakfast burrito at the coffee table watching a Christmas movie. And Rory's like, let's go. What? Of course, that's a Monday. It
Thank
is
you for
so
that
great.
imagery, though. I
Yeah,
appreciate
right.
it. I'm sorry I pulled you away from the breakfast burrito. I
No,
mean,
it's
that's
totally
just awful.
fine. We needed to part ways. It was time.
I got you.
But
I got you. Yeah, you know,
man.
in all fairness, neither one of us is like ready to rock and roll. We're both in Thanksgiving hangover mode, I
Yeah.
think, you know, a little bit. I'm even wearing a hoodie, which I never dress down for my
Wow.
podcast, but yeah, it's a little rough. I was like, I'm not putting on anything else for this today. I have, you know,
No.
this and coaching calls, and they all know me at this point. So,
Exactly.
long
Nope.
weekend.
And you're getting Brandon without the full face makeup. It's fine, you guys. Really, everything's fine. But you could tell we're definitely lagging. And we had a snow day, so my entire family's home. So this does not feel like a Monday to me. It feels like weekend mode. I literally didn't even wake up to an alarm today. We knew nothing was happening. So I just am, it's not a Monday. This is a fake Monday. This it's gonna mess
How
up my
bad
whole
did you guys
week.
get slammed with the snow? I mean, we
Oh, it's
got hurt.
terrible.
So,
You guys didn't get hit or
yeah,
you did?
we did. We got hit awfully. I mean, it
Yeah.
started Saturday or a little Friday night, but Saturday morning, and it was just, I mean, a monster. It just
Wow.
hit everything we had over a foot before you even knew it.
Yeah.
And I mean, nobody could keep up with anything. And it was Thanksgiving weekend, so nobody was working on the
Yep.
roads. It was just
Yeah.
miserable. Really, I tried to go to the Martin's store right down the street, our supermarket, and I mean it's maybe 2 blocks from me,
Yeah.
and they closed on Saturday. They were like, "Hey, we're closing early. Everybody get out." They asked if they had people stand at the door going, "Hey, can we help you carry your bags to your car? Because we can't bring carts in the parking lot."
Right.
But you couldn't push a cart
Wow.
through the parking lot. And it was like,
Yeah.
"Sorry, but no carts. We're closing.
What a
Get out."
mess. Those are my
It was
favorite
pretty
days,
rough.
though. My favorite office days, honestly. And now I have a great view with 2 feet of snow on the porch. And I mean, my son couldn't even go to work. His car's buried. So it's we are just like frozen. But I wish it was like this for the whole winter. Just maybe not like roads messed up and, you know, cars stuck in the driveway, but just like the view, like the white snow. If it could just stay white snow, I'd be super happy. Your son hosted Thanksgiving. Oh no, Rory's frozen. Well, okay, you guys. So since I think he's probably gonna have to close out and come back and you guys are stuck with me. I did. Oh, is he back? Are you back?
Am I back? I don't know.
You are back. Now you're back.
Lots of good snow just wrecking our transmission today, too. So,
Exactly. The Wi-Fi is so bad. Well, I wanted to ask, how was Thanksgiving at your son's? They hosted. It was the first time this year. How did that go?
yeah, well, it went wonderful. Thank you for asking. They did a great job. Their
Yeah.
hearts were just completely in the right place, and it was just a lot of fun, you know. And
Yeah.
it's blended family. So it's my daughter-in-law's family and us and the two kids and it was just a lot of fun. There's
Yeah.
always you can't help but have all these observations as you're sitting there. And I think maybe being in podcasting when you're constantly observing everything else, you
Right.
sort of look at these things a little bit. I'm sitting at the table, everybody's playing cards after dinner, and they're going back for like 10ths and 11ths on leftovers and the pumpkin pie is flying and everything else, right? And you just sort of look around the table and you see all this like old, wounded, unsolved, unresolved hurt like everywhere with, everybody and how the parents grew up and how the grandparents grew up and
Right.
now they're all together. And it's such an odd dynamic
Yeah.
when you throw multiple families together and like we all have our own crap that we have to deal with.
Right.
It's just was really interesting to sit back and kind of, just lean into my wife and be like, are we like this? Is this going on? I
Oh,
mean, do people look
that's
at us like this? Or,
fabulous. Yeah.
how's this going? And, there's always one person who gets up and storms off set, and one
So there
person
was a
who,
little bit of family drama.
yeah, one person who drinks too much, one person eats too much. There's always someone with a mood. I mean, it's just funny.
So
So it's
here's
like,
the
well,
thing.
huh.
I put up a post digging for family tea and nobody took the bait. I'm like, what? Everybody just had like this great whatever Thanksgiving. Like nobody had any issues. Nobody got too drunk and threw mashed potatoes. I was very disappointed. Like, did
Yeah,
it
I
get
didn't
that
hear of
exciting? Nobody threw mashed potatoes?
we had no big political conversations. What was I got to tell you the coolest part though the whole weekend. My wife and I were there, and my son and my daughter-in-law were there, and no one else really had come into the room. Like they were sort of getting ready or doing their own thing. We're all hanging out in
Yeah.
the kitchen, and my son goes, "Hey, do you guys want to do a Bible study?" When did you ever expect your son to just come to you out of the blue, right? You're drinking some coffee, you're talking about
Right.
football, right? You're getting ready for the holiday. It's rocking all around you, and he just walks up and holding his Bible and goes, "Hey, do you guys want to do a Bible study?"
Yeah.
I mean, for 1 minute, you're just kind of like, "How awesome is that?" And I was like, "Oh, yeah, you
Yeah.
want to lead one? Sure, let's do it." He pulls it out and he's all ready. He's like, "Well, Matthew 16, blah blah blah." I'm like, I'm just sitting back, just beaming with pride, going, "I've got
Yeah.
baby boy over here, And he's like, "Let's talk about God." Couldn't
That's
believe it.
amazing.
Such a cool moment. I just had to share that, but
No, that's
thank
like
you.
a full circle parenting moment for
Yeah,
sure.
really cool.
Yeah, I
Really
love
cool.
that.
And I know you were stuck in the kitchen trying to figure out what to watch. You were taking recommendations on it, and you were getting
Hey,
some bad
I
recommendations on that
got
post.
terrible recommendations, to be honest. I did start, I started watching Land. What is it?
Landman.
Billy. Yes, that's
Yeah.
actually good. I'm
Really
really
good show.
liking it. Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
like, wow, this is a really good show. But then I slipped back into the Christmas stuff and we played family games all. It was actually, I'll just say, because it's just us and my father-in-law and my daughter's best friend, which is she's like my adopted kid. It was really nice. I think the kids fought for about 5 minutes at one point, and then it like it was just fine. They kind of got it out of the way, and I was like, okay, cool. We're actually going to get along. Granted, half of them were sleeping 90% of the time, but it was great. I am super thankful we all got to hang out. So
Really
it
cool.
worked out. And the next day, I had to go help my daughter move. They just bought their first house. So
Okay.
yeah, that was interesting. Interesting.
I'll
But
bet.
yeah, helping her move. And it's wild. I feel like she's so far away, you guys. Like, she moved an extra half hour away from me, like farther away. And I'm just like, it's what is it like an hour, 20 minutes maybe to get to her? And I feel like it's forever, especially in a storm. 'Cause we're like, I made white chicken chili Saturday night. And I'm like, it's family night, come play games. And they're like, it's too far. The roads are bad. I'm like, why didn't you buy a house on the block like a normal family? Just you moved too far away.
Normal family. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm definitely one of those who wishes my whole family just lived in the compound.
A compound. I want that
Yeah,
so bad. I know a
absolutely.
couple that are never going to fall for it, but then I feel like once they kind of get into the thick of life and a life humbles everybody. I don't care who you are. And once God brings you to your knees at some point, you'll be like, man, if we had a family compound. So I feel like everybody will get there, but yeah, right
That
now,
would be
no.
awesome. That would be
It's
awesome.
not in our cards. We do have a family on our street though that they own like three or four houses on our block. So you see them like zipping across the street all the time, and it's pretty interesting.
Great
Grandma,
investment.
grandpa across this. Yeah, it's so fabulous. I'm
Great
happy for
investment.
them.
And you have all that vested interest in keeping up your neighborhood, which keeps up everybody's
Yes.
property values. It's just one of those
Oh, I
really cool
wouldn't say that they do that.
scenarios. Okay, well,
I
there's the
mean,
opportunity for
there
that.
is the opportunity for that. Unfortunately, they've been very led astray with the flags in their yard and the things that
Oh
they
no.
stand up for. Yeah, it's unfortunate.
That's too
Yeah,
bad, because
they're
there go the property values.
yeah, exactly.
Oh man.
Exactly. A little bit of hoarding going on and other things. But hey, they have the right idea and I'm still inspired. Like if I could buy the houses next to me for sale, I would do it in a heartbeat.
Gotta get on
But I
that.
don't know. We weren't prepared for the show. I was not prepared for the show, but I did Google headlines right now, and there's like only one thing that really popped up. It was like the top 10 articles, which means there's probably something bigger going on. Because why are they talking about this so much? So I think it's just going to be some bullshit for us. It probably has a lot to do with all the things like a couple of our service people getting shot at this week, and the Sedacious Six on the chopping block. And there's just a lot of things that are happening with this, and I feel like I don't even when I hear things that are going on, I just go back to like the conspiracy theories and the fact that Podesta plan is kind of blowing up in their faces. I feel like they're really trying this still, and everything that they're doing kind of isn't going the way they think. But these warships, I guess there's what did I read? 11 US warships and 15,000 troops all hanging out in the Caribbean right now. And it's not military spring break, kids. Like they're calling it a drug trafficking operation, but do we send F-35s, destroyers, and half the Navy to slap cocaine out of someone's hand? Do we do that?
Yeah, that's a tough one. I read a little bit about this, what you're talking about.
Yeah.
The thing that hit me was the first thing that you said, what else is going on? Because I'm like, okay, this is a great cover, for what
Yes.
you really want to do, and where did this come from? I mean, we had the whole election, everybody's talking. Not once did anybody say, and we're gonna go to Venezuela and stop the drugs from going.
Yeah.
Like, where did this materialize from with all
Yeah.
the other problems we actually have?
Right.
How did this become such a big one that we have to do this? And I'm looking at it, I'm just watching the geography, and I'm like,
Yes.
if you were doing a military maneuver and you wanted to outflank your enemy and come up behind him, this is a great way to distract and come up behind the hordes of illegal immigrants that are pouring towards the country and that are always trying to get in,
Oh.
and stop it and
Yeah.
disband it in the name of, we're going after somebody else and you're in the way. We're not here for you, but we're going after someone else and you happen to be in the way. And I'm just kind of wondering if those troops don't, sort of come home from what they're doing, through Mexico and up,
Right.
into,
Maybe.
I don't know, Texas,
Yeah. And I'm thinking,
Arizona.
is this oil control though?
It could
Also,
be,
because
right?
I feel like all these guys have been fighting over oil for a very long time.
It could be. I mean,
It's like
especially
an
with,
underlying pocket lining deal.
if all of a sudden, I mean, our gas prices did start to go down.
Yeah.
Okay, just a couple of weeks ago.
And
Here in
that's a red
Indiana, we
flag,
were
kids.
right.
Everyone gets excited, and I'm like, no, that is very much a
No,
red flag. And
because it's all
it's
speculation.
yes.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah,
Something
good
else
one.
is going on. I mean, we're not going to roll out a whole fleet unless something else is going on. So I don't know if it's like maybe, the dick swinging competition. We're just like flexing to keep everybody in check because we did embarrass ourselves with Biden for 4 years. Like that was embarrassing. And having all these a very confused military and just a lot of things. And I feel like maybe we're just trying to earn a reputation back, but There's a lot of things to this, but I'm just telling you guys whatever you're reading, and I didn't have time to research, so I can't even elaborate on this, but I can almost guarantee you 1,000% that whatever the headlines are saying is not it. And the fact that they want us looking here, it's because they don't want us looking over there. So over there, something's happening, and I do want to get to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%.
Yeah.
We really don't know. Unfortunately, the oil thing is a very good guess, right?
Yeah.
In terms of, hey, on this show, we don't always, have all the answers, of course. Sometimes what we
Right.
do is raise questions so that everybody else can think about it too. But the
Right.
point is you got to ask the questions. You got to ask the questions and you got to start looking, because if you just consume what is fed to you, you're going to be malnourished on things like truth and faith and righteousness, because they're never going to feed you that. You have to go find that on your own. Yeah, they're going to feed us an empty diet of useful idiot is what they're going to do
Yeah,
90% of the
that's exactly where we're at, kids. That's exactly where we're at. We're useful idiots. I do like to see what my friend Alex Jones says. I do like to go see what like InfoWars is talking about, and his big headline today for him, let's see where he's at here. The deep state Democrat crime syndicate has desperately expanded the hoax narrative that President Trump is a tyrannical dictator who is committing crimes against humanity and must be overthrown. Trump is a dictator.
Come on. Reruns on TV are one thing, right? I mean, if it's a
Yes.
really good episode of like Friends that I haven't seen in a while, it made me and my wife laugh back in the day. Hey, great. Let's watch Chandler have a little bit of fun. You know what I mean? While he was still alive. This stuff, or I'm seeing the same headline every few weeks because they're out of things to say. It's kind of like, seriously? You guys get paid all this money. You can't come up with any other new way to attack people for nothing. I mean, bring in some new talent at this point,
Well,
because
that's
it's
why I
really
feel
annoying.
like they're scrambling. Like they're really desperate because they did have this huge plan. I do believe in that. I mean, they create all these crises that don't exist. They flood the media with accusations. They've got this whole psychological priming going on, and all of these very strategic. It's all strategic, you guys. This has been planned. It's scripted that are gonna, pay him as the tyrant. And the louder the messaging, the harder it lands on everybody who is absolutely easy to manipulate and influence. And if you're a useful idiot, you are sick, you are tired, you are desperate, you feel frantic, you've been manipulated, and everything you do helps them continue their programming. So I'm talking like your food choices, if you're going to exercise, if you stay on the media, if you get a life outside of what's happening in mainstream news. I love that I've not been on Facebook for like a whole week. My life is just, it's nice. It's really
Wow.
nice.
You've got to be
And
going through withdrawal a little bit, aren't
I
you? You're
am
starting to
not,
shake? No?
no, absolutely not. And I looked at my analytics yesterday because my numbers are always pretty high. It's all going down in the red, and I'm like, wow, the world didn't implode. Like it's totally fine. Everything's fine.
You stepped
So
away and everything's still rocking.
everything's still rocking, and it's super easy. Like no, we don't even have to prepare, and we still, I mean, we're always going to have a conversation on the podcast because the world is crazy. You're useful idiots, but you're believing this, and when everybody starts believing that threat that he's a dictator, like you it was their plan. I just feel like they're failing.
You brought
They're
up the Podesta
failing.
plan, and we've talked about that before, but one of the biggest pieces of the Podesta plan was that it had to take place in secret. That was never designed to be open and talked about and like transparent and still work. It was really a great design if it could stay silent, and that has not been the case. So maybe it's one of those things. The Podesta plan just might be one of those things where if you shine enough light on it, then it sort of,
It doesn't
gets it
work.
decomposes. Yeah.
And I know like a few of the chats that I'm in and stuff, like we talk about it. We keep it alive. And that's it. It's the way these architects predicted this, the way they, everything they planned. They can't go against independent media because it exploded and whistleblowers are multiplying. And the harder the network is really trying to push that dictator narrative, the more people are asking the questions. Like, if he's really a dictator, why are you so afraid of him running again? You know? Like, it's yeah, if you guys follow the breadcrumbs, you know, they really tried it. They've been desperate. Things are happening. And I, you know, I do feel like, what do they call that? False flags. I think stuff is going to keep happening, and I think it's intentional. I think, you know, it's not some random guy that wakes up and is like, I'm going to go shoot a couple people today. Like, that just, it doesn't happen. There's, I, it's programming, MK Ultra, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's planned. This is not a,
Right.
it's not a chance. You know,
Yeah.
that's, I don't know. Can't be useful
I
idiots, you guys.
no. That's huge. The and there's still plenty of other stuff that's going on. You know, you talk about the Seditious Six, and it was like for those who don't know, I mean, these were six seated senators and congresspeople who basically ran an ad and called to the military to disobey Trump, the commander in chief. And now they're actually sitting there acting like they didn't do anything wrong. You know, and everybody's playing the games of, well, he didn't issue any illegal orders, so why are you saying you don't have to obey an illegal order? Well, they're still getting so caught in the BS that they're not looking at what actually happened. The law's written. It's on the books. So everybody who has seen any of this knows they did it. They did it publicly. It's not like we don't have evidence. It's a commercial. They all called for the military to disobey orders. That is the definition of sedition. It's written into the Constitution, the punishment, and how it goes. This should be open and shut. End of story. There shouldn't be a discussion. And the only thing missing is Pam Bondi. Again, what are we doing? I mean, now Trump wants it to be like treason, which it isn't quite, according to the definition, according, as far as I can see. It could turn into that pretty easily, but sedition is sedition. And they put people in jail for the January 6th stuff for years in solitary confinement, regular old citizens who were not sitting representatives of the government. If you're a representative of the government and you do this, you're removed from your position in government. You are fined hugely. You are imprisoned up to 20 years. Goodbye. Where is the Department of Justice and where is Pam Bondi again on this nonsense? Wow. And that was one of the few things that kind of happened. But again, when you have all of even Democratic pundits are starting to go, hey, maybe we need to get away from this. Let's get away from this topic because we're losing.
I mean, is it intentional though that they're dropping the ball on that? Is there just some big game to kind of just eventually drop the Constitution? Because if we're not upholding it, then what's the point? Like, I'm very confused on that. If they're not held
Good question.
accountable right now, like, is this an intentional manipulation for whatever? You know, the bought and paid for New World Order, one government, like, is because how far does this go? When we all know that Washington does what Washington does, and they've protected each other and politics for so long, they protect their own people. There is no justice in politics. So when does that start trickling down? Now we've got judges that have been bought and paid for, and criminals, career criminals, getting arrested hundreds of times just on the streets to kill whoever they want, whenever they want. Like, lawlessness is huge, and it's only people like us that follow the law, because if I go outside and do one thing wrong, I'm done. My dog gets out of my yard, I'm done. That's a felony for me, literally. And I worry about that. I go check my fence every day because I want to be a law-abiding citizen, right? I don't want the police to come to my door. But there's just this huge, how is it that our leadership is so broken? We can clearly see that people are above the law. And so, is it just that thing, like, are they just trying to wear us all down to where we're just like, all of us are just like, ah, screw it. Like, we're in a pressure cooker. It's frustrating.
It is hard to sit here and hold yourself to a standard that our leaders refuse to hold themselves to. And it's more blatant than ever right now. And you know, that's something that was promised in the election, was that that wasn't going to continue.
Right.
That was the whole point of having a tough, AG,
Yeah.
a tough person as the top crime fighter in the country, right? And I'm just like, I hope Pam enjoyed her Thanksgiving weekend,
Yeah.
because apparently she's been on it for about a month. I
Right.
don't know where she's been and what's going on anymore. I mean, even the news that is somewhat friendly to, that side of
Right.
the aisle is not reporting anything on her. It's like she vanished. I
That's
don't even know
odd.
what, yeah, where is she at?
Well, is she in one of those tanks where they're going to replicate her? Like, is it her turn to be was she taken out and they've got her what do they call that? Yeah. I mean,
Her doppelganger is going to come
her
out, and she's going to be
doppelganger.
really aggressive, and her ears are
Yeah.
going to look different, and everything else,
Or
right?
not,
Okay.
she's going to be even softer. Maybe the real Pam was a badass. Maybe she came out here and she was like throwing hands and telling people the truth behind closed doors. And they're like, all right, you're not a puppet. You're done. And they switched her out. I don't know. I
I
mean,
love when you get like the tinfoil hat starts to like, really dig into the scalp,
because
like
it's all fake, you
that.
guys. It none of this is real.
I
It is fake. There's that
love it.
balance of just like we can be entertained by it and laugh, or we can drive ourselves crazy with the madness. But you guys, we know who wins the war at the end of this. So I mean, as much as we can say that there's a lot of lawless stuff going on, that the government has sold out, people have been bought and paid for. I know sometimes it looks like evil is winning, but that isn't the truth. And you protect that. You protect that in your home. You protect that, you know, in your family, in your community, in your space, to know that we're covered. We're covered. We are safe. We are loved beyond measure. And at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who's breaking the law, as long as you're, you know, stepping into your potential for your family, for you as a person. And using your voice and having conversations and doing things like talking about the Podesta plan out loud so they can't get away with it because it has imploded. And I love that for them. I love that for them. But I will say this week, you guys, just don't believe everything you see on the media, because this is just another one of those cover-ups. Some stuff's going on, and I'll go down the rabbit hole for sure, but I haven't yet. So you guys help me ask the questions. And if you know anything about the topics we're talking about, please definitely comment, message, let us know. Because I know there's some sleuths out there. Like Candace Owens isn't the only Candace Owens out there. I know there's a lot of you that are like amazing FBI future. I mean, you could find out anything. So if you guys have some tea, please let us help us get the word out and share your knowledge, because I don't always know where to look. I'm not an investigative journalist by any means. And I, you know, the fact I don't take everything so serious probably doesn't help on my research, because I'm like, this is ridiculous. At what point does it end?
You have to question everything, though, and you're very good at
Everything.
that.
Yeah.
You look at everything and you question it. Look right there on its merits. Okay, is this, live, or is this Memorex? What are we
Yeah.
dealing with here? Is this even remotely possible? Okay, let's
Right.
take a look.
Right.
And honestly, you have a very open mind about looking at stuff. So that's where the really good
Yeah.
information comes out, when you take the time to go look. I
Right.
think people should follow your example more,
Just ask
frankly.
questions. And
So we'll see. We'll see what they
yeah.
do.
And it's just a matter of being willing to see both sides. Like, I can be, you know, excited about someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene, and then I can see some of the things she does, and now I can step back and I can separate and I can say, listen, if you know she really goes out and retires and does nothing, I'll believe her. I'll know she knew it. Politics was a sellout. It's just a sellout. But if she gets a job on MSNBC or does some other dumb shit, I'll know the truth. Like, she's just another snake. And so, you know, I have enough life experience to be able to, you know, it's actions. Actions say everything. And if anything, politics has proven that. I learned with Obama, do not believe what comes out of their mouths. So, do I believe everything Trump says? No. Do I question everything? Yes. Do I see good? I have to desperately look for the good in situations, you know? But like, if we're going to send military, I mean, why aren't we saving Christians? I don't know. Just send some troops in, get our Christians home. We funded their murders 100%. So I feel like let's get some of those guys home and worry about the oil later. I don't know. Just what a mess.
Thought. Right.
It's a mess.
Yeah. You still there? Did I lose you?
I'm here. Yeah, nope,
All
it's
right.
cutting out a little bit, but I could hear you now.
Okay, good.
I think
Sorry
it's
about
my
that.
Wi-Fi going squirrely. It's not just you. I see my thing slow delayed on my camera.
Let's say one of us is having a problem. We're both buried in snow, so it could be either
Yeah,
one of us right now, completely.
exactly.
So I totally get it.
Exactly.
But I appreciate you jumping on and doing the show today anyway, even with
Yeah.
the
Thanks for
things
your
we had to overcome.
patience.
Of
Thanks for
course.
your patience, man.
Of course. 100%. I mean, this picks me up for the rest of the day when we do these episodes. So, I need
Yeah.
this. I need this juice
Yeah.
to come on here and do this. So works out really good. But all right, you got anything else you want to cover today on our
I
short post-Thanksgiving
know.
episode?
Yeah, I think I'm good. I think I'm good. So I'll let you close it out.
Appreciate it. All right, quick closeout. Not that big of a deal today, but I did want to kind of throw something out to everybody. The MTG thing, you brought up right at the end, and it was
Yeah.
awesome because that's exactly where I was thinking about going. I don't know if everybody remembers Madison Cawthorn. He was a representative. He
Sounds
was in a
familiar.
wheelchair. He was a veteran. He was
Yes.
in a wheelchair the whole nine yards. The guy came into Congress with all the best of intentions. He was 100% going to change everything once he got in there. And when he got in there, he realized how tough it was to do.
Yeah.
And all the opposition he got from the people in Congress, right, that didn't want to hear what he had to say. But two of the things he really wanted were term limits and to eliminate the income tax. And Marjorie Taylor Greene took up the standard for both of those things in the last couple of months. In addition to, and everybody talks about, oh, the Epstein files, the Epstein files, the Epstein files, because that's a hot button, right? But she also was pounding away on the doors of Congress about term limits and about getting rid of the income tax. When you take away everybody's ability to be lifetime politicians, you're messing with their piggy banks. I mean, they go there to stay there. They go there to be career politicians, to benefit from, tax loopholes and stocks, tips, and everything else. They want to come out millionaires. So they're not interested in only being there for a couple terms. That's upsetting to them. And when you're in Congress, if anyone ever takes away the income tax, then you as a congressperson have lost all your power. If you no longer can tax the rich or give to the poor, you've lost 99% of your talking points. If you lose the tax money, you lose your ability to do all these things that you say you want to do. It's much better for the American people. It would be absolutely fantastic if we did that. But Cawthorn brings it up and immediately is hit with a scandal. And it's something about some woman in his room. And he's like, I wasn't there. I don't know what happened here. Run out of Dodge. Here comes Marjorie Taylor Greene saying the exact same stuff. Next thing you know, she's being run out of Dodge. So I just think that maybe we need to pay a little more attention to that. I'm not giving her a pass because she's done some dumb stuff, which has disappointed me greatly because I was a fan. But by the same token, it's odd to me that two people that I really thought highly of get run out of town, and those are the two things that they are promoting. Term limits, no income tax. So, folks, keep your eyes on those buzzwords. See if anything happens in any of those fronts. I doubt that it will. But when people start talking about it, then put a little pin on those people and go, all right, how long are they here for? And then see if this comes true. Just something to look out for.
Well, now I'm curious, 'cause is Madison Cawthorn, like, what is he doing now?
Nothing.
Hawthorne, he did
He's got his own
nothing.
foundation. He left. I mean, yeah, he just,
Okay, so that's
yeah.
legit. Like, that's legit. And I feel like the same thing with Marjorie. If she really leaves and does nothing, that's legit. And that's unfortunate. 'Cause like, how do we fight against that? How do we make the change? You keep asking the questions and you listen for Rory's buzzwords. Income tax, term limits. Sorry, I just got questions now. All right, you guys. We'll see you later this week. Bye.